question was asked, do we ever find in Judaism that a person does what's right and yet he's doing what's wrong? He's doing what's right and yet we say he has to atone for having done what's right. And the answer is yes. We do find this concept that a person can do what's right and still you can't ignore that there are components there that are problematic even though he had to do what he did. Let's take the case of Avraham Avinu. Avraham goes to battle and he has to go to battle, and then he's apologetic to Shem for having killed Shem's descendants, to Malkitzedek, the king of Shalem. Didn't he have to do it? Yeah, he had to do it, but he's still not happy. He had to kill his children. He asks Hashem, do I have any merits left? Did he do something wrong? He did something right. But that doesn't mean there aren't demerits together with the merits. So Hashem gave us a Torah, which has a system. The system tells us what we have to do and what we don't, what we're prohibited from doing. Sometimes we have to do something which includes something that's prohibited. And sometimes we also need atonement for having done that thing that was prohibited, even though under the circumstances we did what was right. So let's take an example. Tumah hutra betzibur. If the masses are defiled, then they're permitted to bring certain sacrifices in a defiled state. So then the Talmud adds, Hatzitz Meratzeh. The Kohen Gadol wore 8 garments. Each garment atoned for different things. The tzitz, that's a slither of gold that he wore on his forehead, that atones for the sacrifices that were brought in a defiled state. But I thought we're permitted to bring it in a defiled state. Right, and we still need atonement. Wait, I did what was right? Yes. So why do I need atonement?
Right and permitted aren't the same things.
Oh, so it's permitted, and it still has a factor which is wrong. It's permitted to do it. You ask me, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Yes, you should bring a sacrifice if only you can. And even though a person and the congregation are defiled, there are circumstances where it would be permitted. And even so, a person needs atonement. So we have this concept where sometimes we say, you have to do it. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a cost, there isn't a price. So you'll say, but what am I supposed to do? And I'll say, you're supposed to do it. And even so, there's a price. And it's that way in life too. Sometimes a person asks, should I take this medicine? The doctor says, yes. Are there going to be side effects? Yes. So why do I take this medicine? Because that's what you have to do. But there are side effects, right? So the Torah gives us a system which also has effects, and part of the idea is that there are things that are prohibited. And just because the Torah says under these circumstances you're permitted to do it, nonetheless, one has to recognize that they did do something prohibited under those circumstances. So very often the Torah gives us built-in atonement. But sometimes we have to work on it. And sometimes we have to recognize that there's going to be a price to pay. And a person will say, I did what I should. So I think this is best explained by the following story. There's a famous line that was said in yeshivas. If a person was learning, and he was learning next to the window, and he heard someone yell for help, "Help, I'm drowning!" So he ran away from his Gemara, and he saved the person who was drowning. And then he comes back to learn. So now you'll ask, did he do what was right? Yes. So when he gets to heaven, what will they tell him? They'll tell him, why did you sit to learn next to the window? So he'll say, but wait, I saved a person's life. And they'll say, right, learning Torah is a greater mitzvah. You did a lesser mitzvah when you could have done a greater mitzvah. And he'll say, someone had to save them. And in heaven they'll say, yeah, but who said it had to be you? You could have been the guy sitting 5 rows down and someone else would have heard him yelling and someone else would have gone to save them. So you'll say, did I do what was right? Yes. But did I lose something by it? Also yes. And in heaven they'll say, why did you choose to sit there where you could so easily be drawn out to another mitzvah? But did I do something great? Yeah, you did something great. But you could have done greater. So we view the world and we say we have choices. And when we make the best choice, Hashem helps us get the best outcome. Sometimes we are forced to be in circumstances where it's not the best outcome. So then we say, right, that's an outcome, that's an outgrowth of us making poor choices leading up to that. Because if we would have made the correct choices, we would have been in the right place doing the right thing at the right time, and we wouldn't have had to put up with that. So the Kabbalists take this very far. The Kabbalists say that tzaddik viralo, sometimes you see righteous people and they have a very tough life. The Kabbalists say that's because they were born from intimacy at a time other than Friday night. But you're allowed to have intimacy. There's nothing wrong with it, right? But if you do things in the ideal way, in the ideal time, then there's the ideal outcome. So how far you take that, okay, depends on what level you're on. But the concept is there nonetheless.